You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Great to be here with you another Thursday night. I'm not just here on Thursday nights. I'm here Monday night. I'm here Tuesday night. I'm here Wednesday night. I'm here Thursday night. I'm here Friday night. Saturday and Sunday night, I'm minding my damn business. But you can always lock in weeknights, CBS Sports Radio. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And we're mad. Not in the ticked off sense, like we're mad about March Madness. We're getting ready for the Elite Eight. We got a couple of games that have already ended. Pretty amazing. Absolutely amazing. Kansas State beats Michigan State 98-93. UConn smashes Arkansas 88-65. UCLA, oh, they taking care of Gonzaga. They are at halftime right now, this minute. UCLA over the Zags 46-33. Florida Atlantic, they ain't no pushovers, man. 39-33. Uh-oh. 39-35. Tennessee leads Florida Atlantic. That game is going down right now in New York City, Madison Square Garden, and we will see if it's another classic. We already had a classic, man. Kansas State, Michigan State, they went into overtime. Kansas State was handling Michigan State. Michigan State bounced back into the game, forced overtime, and a guy from New York City who happens to be 5'8", Marquise Noel, he took over the whole game, and he was dishing dimes and scoring points. He finished with 19 assists, an NCAA tournament record to go along with his 20 points. You heard me correctly, 20 points, 19 assists. Marquise Noel goes back to Brooklyn, where he's from, with the Kansas State Wildcats, and they are on their way to the Elite Eight. And we got to see who they face. It will be Florida Atlantic, or it will be Tennessee. We'll find out sooner than later. Their head coach, Jerome Tang, he was on CBS after the game. He talked a whole lot about love. You don't think about love with New York City, but he talked about love. And now if you love the people that you're with, amazing things can happen, specifically with Marquise Noel.
We got a ton of faith in each other. They have faith in me. I got faith in every one of these guys right here. They probably did more coaching than I did. I just try to love them, man. And when you love people, it's amazing what you can accomplish.
I saw you two going at it over a couple of timeout arguments and play call arguments. That's the kind of relationship you have, though. What was it like in those final seconds with the timeout battle between coaches?
You know, where we was at, it was a place of fire. But we practice in a place of fire all the time. So he was ready for it. This is a bad boy right here. This is a bad boy.
And Marquise, you broke an NCAA tournament game record for assists. Congratulations. It's also a school record. You didn't know half of these guys in July. What allowed you to bond so quickly with them?
Man, I just want to start by saying all glory to God. Man, he gave me these gifts and these talents. And I'm just glad that I get the platform to showcase them. But I have a ton of faith. Man, these guys work so hard. My coaching staff work so hard. And we just love each other, like Coach said. And you see the outcome.
How are you still standing on two legs right now?
Man, I don't know. But I get an ice bath and I'll be all right.
Is that New York tough right there?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
New York tough. Good for him. Little short guy out of New York, John Calipari, got his ass whooped by this guy, 5'8". And now he is on his way to the Elite Eight.
And the little kid makes a three.
The little kid makes a three, yeah. We're going to find out by the end of the night who they are going to take on. Will it be Kansas State versus Florida Atlantic, or will it be Kansas State versus Tennessee? Another match ended tonight. Not too shabby of a match. I told you, UConn just put the foot on the neck of Arkansas, 88-65. Jordan Hawkins ended up with 24 points. Adama Sanogo for UConn, he ended up chipping in 18 points. And their head coach, Dan Hurley, he says, yeah, we worked hard. We practiced. We worked. We knew this was a possibility.
Where we are right now is exactly where we talked about, right, where we would be when we got together after we lost the first round game last year. We met in that boardroom and the three of us sat together and we talked about this is where we were going to be. Wow. So we're exactly where we thought we would be. And obviously we're thrilled to play one more to go to the Final Four.
Oh, that's nice. And then we got to wait to see who they'll face. Will it be the Zags? Will it be UCLA? I told you, UCLA leading them 46-33. And someone who I want to be a little bit more nastier. And, oh, he was nasty on that court. Adama Sanogo had 18 points, 9 of 11 from the field. Ain't nobody got in this guy's way. But he was still nice and kind and sweet and warm. He talked about them playing their best basketball of the year, and I wish he was a little nastier about it.
Why is this team playing their best basketball at the most important time of year?
I think, we just have to sit out. We're playing best right now because we know that we have a good team. You know, like, we play for UConn. UConn is a place, you know, like, people care about you. People want to see you good. So, you know, like, we know that we own something to UConn fans. That's why we, like, everything we play, every time we play, we try to show, like, people wrong. We try to show people like we play on UConn, you know. We have something on each other. That's why every time we play basketball, we try to show something. We try to show people wrong, yeah.
Nah, man, you ain't trying to show nobody wrong. You just whoop Arkansas's ass. Tell everybody, man. You don't need to be shy about that. If I played in a basketball game, I don't care what level, if I had 18 points and I went 9 of 11 from the field, I'd be cursing everybody out in a polite way. Because I'm about that action. Congratulations to UConn. Let's see who they take on next. Someone who's a master of trash talk is Kevin Garnett. I'm going to talk to you about Kevin momentarily. But before I do that, Ricky from Wisconsin is on the line. I think he has a comment on Mr. Aaron Rodgers. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Ricky, what's up?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man?
It depends on what you're going to say. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'm a longtime hard Packer fan, but the way Rodgers has been throwing the football lately, and I've been talking with my friends about it, like, well, we can do how Rodgers is throwing with Jordan Love. I mean, we should have at least made it to the playoffs this year, but yeah. Rodgers just not throwing good in the last game against the Lions. And so, you see, this year, or this offseason, Alan Lazard going to the Jets for 4 years. Aaron Rodgers wants Lazard, Odell Beckham, and others to go to the Jets before he considers about going to the Jets. Now, I'm not sure if this is true, but I heard a rumor that Ezekiel Elliott is looking at the Jets and a couple other teams to be going to. So I imagine if Ezekiel Elliott, Odell Beckham,
oh my goodness,
and a couple other guys go to the Jets, you're looking at pretty soon Rodgers and going to go to the Jets. So I got one more thing here.
Wait. I don't know if I'm ready for the one more thing, Ricky, because the first thing that you said was pretty jam-packed. You sound – Ricky, you like wrestling? You like wrestling?
Yes, I do.
You sound like Hulk Hogan from 1990. Like you just went on one thing and you're about, let me tell you something, brother. Ricky, slow down, okay? You know what I'm talking about, right? Hulk Hogan, when he just starts going?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't leave, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you, Ricky. Hey, Shep, he hit me with the transition. He hit me with the Aaron Rodgers, and let me tell you something, brother. I'm like, whoa. Like, let's do one thing at a time here. Was that a little too much, Shep? What do you think?
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Oh, my God. Shep, Don't make me fall out of the chair in the studio. Oh, my God.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Oh, my God. Chef, how did you find that so fast? Come on.
And the little kid makes a three.
Oh, my God. It's like there's a million chefs working. Well, anyway, let me tell you something, brother. When it comes down to Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers ain't holding up the trade. Aaron Rodgers made it very clear he wants to go to New York City. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a wish list. Aaron Rodgers made it clear last week with Pat McAfee. And let me tell you something, brother. I'm not holding up the trade. It's the Packers.
You know, my plea is, and I would say this is debatable, but I'm debatably the best player in franchise history. I'm in the conversation for sure.
That was awesome.
What's not debatable is I'm the longest tenured Packer in history. Like, you can debate the first part, obviously, Bart, Brett, a number of names have been incredible.
Whoa.
But you can't debate anybody's been there longer than I have. And nobody has bled green and gold like me.
Okay. Hey, Ricky, did you hear that, Ricky?
Yes, I did.
So, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers made it clear, he's like, I want to be a New York Jet. I'm prepared to be a New York Jet. The only thing stopping and slowing that down, the Packers. I ain't got nothing to do with that. So, can you understand that? We can get that part of it out the way now, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, he's just waiting like everybody else. I'm going to be polite here. Quickly, very, very, very quickly, what's your next point?
All right, so the Packers, wanting to get rid of Aaron Rodgers, won a first-round pick for him. Aaron Rodgers is not worth a first-round pick. I think sure. It should be at least a second, maybe even a third. That's my last point.
Oh, thank you, Ricky. Excellent call, Ricky. Thank you for calling from Wisconsin. So the New York Jets were able to acquire 2 second-round picks. They traded Elijah Moore, their wide receiver who used to play the slot and or outside. They traded him to the Cleveland Browns, and they now have a second-round pick or 2 second-round picks. I believe it's 42 and 43 or 43 and 44, something of the like. And so the New York Jets have approximately 6 picks in this upcoming draft. I agree with you. Aaron Rodgers, for a man who might retire next year, is not worth a first-round pick. Aaron Rodgers may wake up tomorrow or 2 weeks from now and decide to quit, but I don't think so because he's into himself. He's going to want to see this year through. He's going to want to stand in front of the cameras and the microphones, and he's going to want to talk that talk. Aaron Rodgers is going to stand in front of the microphone, in front of the media, and he's going to want everybody to just kiss his ass. Good for him. In due time. Easy on Aaron Rodgers. I think he'll end up with the team. And you talked about the Jets, and we'll get into this maybe next hour. The Jets have been adding everybody, man. Alan Lazard from Green Bay. There was a report that Odell Beckham Jr. and the New York Jets, they want each other. The Jets are really going all in. Let's go all in. Let's go to Kansas City, home of the NFL draft. Let's talk to George. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, what's up, George? What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, brother?
It's going very well.
Hey, first point, man. People get so caught up on these NFL names. If you got Zeke and OBJ and Rodgers, that just smells like failure written all over it. This isn't 5-6 years ago. That'd be my first point, just the previous callers. But no, I don't want to change the subject too hard on you, but I was coaching baseball tonight. I'm a Kansas State Wildcat fan, actually.
Good.
So I only got to listen to overtime on the radio. I was going to get your thoughts on, I don't know if you watched the game or, but I had many, many texts, people telling me it was one of the best games of the tournament, if not the best game.
Oh, my God. George, when did you turn the radio? When did you turn this show on?
I turned you on probably about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, no, terrible. We spent the first 30 to 40 minutes of this show
bigging up
Kansas State basketball. We spent the first 30 minutes of the show looking at someone who's from New York City, from Brooklyn, New York, going back to New York City in Madison Square Garden. We spent the first 30 minutes of the show talking about Marquise Noel. Nobody wakes up, and this is not an exaggeration. Nobody wakes up in a college basketball game and has 20 points and 19 assists, let alone in the NCAA tournament, let alone in Madison Square Garden, let alone in his home arena. No. We talked about Kansas State whooping that ass of Michigan. And it took overtime, and Michigan fought, and God bless them. We spent a lot of time on Kansas State, man. Big time. Big time.
Well, we knocked off two coaches, too, with Izzo and Cal.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on – we've seen Florida Atlantic now has come back. What are your thoughts on their chances against either one of those two teams? And what are your predictions overall, if I'm asking?
I think – well, I ain't fill out one of them stupid brackets, man. I ain't got no time for that. I'm enjoying the basketball as it moves on. If I were a betting man, maybe I would have filled out a bracket, but I'm not. I'm just here for the basketball. I think that Kansas State has a chance and an opportunity against anybody right here. We know Florida Atlantic is currently ahead of Tennessee. The score is now 48-41. There's about 7 minutes left in the game. This will be or would be another massive upset. Florida Atlantic has already kind of jumped ahead here against Tennessee. Are they going to hold on? We'll see. I think Kansas State is riding one hell of a wave right now. I'm waiting to see how this game goes. I wouldn't be shocked if Tennessee bounced back into it. It's been that type of a game. But if I'm Kansas State, I feel good against my chances or with my chances against anybody, George.
Well, and I like the fact that we're playing with house money at this point. Jerome Tang at this point, he's already the recruiting is only going to get better with each exposure, you know, every win, every game from here on out. And, you know, we got four kids from, I call them kids, but, you know, four guys from, you know, Harlem. We're playing at, you know, the Mecca. Like you said, it kind of feels like one of those rides that,
hey,
you know.
I put it to you this way, George. Enjoy it. God knows how long it'll be here, when it'll last, when there might be another one. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. I'm rooting for Kansas State now. I ain't know none of these guys on Kansas State like that. And they're from uptown, where I'm from, Harlem, New York, Bronx, New York, White Plains. And they're from where I'm rooting for them. Easy. Are they going to win? I don't know. I'm going to enjoy the ride. And this is crazy. Florida Atlantic leading Tennessee 49-41. Are we getting another? I don't want to call it an upset. Are we setting up for another amazing game in Madison Square Garden? Ain't nobody knew about no damn Florida Atlantic. And here they are in control trying to go to the Elite Eight. I must be in an alternate universe. I don't think I am. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, man, I was asked about Aaron Rodgers. Eventually, I'm going to get into Odell and Lamar Jackson. I'm going to get this out the way, though. It's about trash talk, something that these young men probably don't do enough of because it's college. I'm going to tell you about Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. I guess Kevin Garnett says something interesting. I'll share it with you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work, I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, Florida Atlantic, they lead Tennessee 53-45. About 4.5 minutes left in the game. What an upset this would be. Florida Atlantic is just, they beating real teams now. Sorry. Anyway, Tennessee now put a point up on the board. 53-47. 53-47, Florida Atlantic leads Tennessee. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues on. 855-212-4CBS. I'll get back to the phone lines momentarily. I did want to tell you about this. We already saw an ass whooping, a beatdown tonight in the tournament. UConn going out there and beating Arkansas 88-65. That game took place in Vegas. And we saw or heard the humility of a Jordan Hawkins who scored 24 points. We saw and heard the humility post-game of an Adama Sanogo who scored 18 points of 9 of 11 shooting. I want to tell you about someone who wasn't necessarily humble when he was out there playing ball. And it wasn't even so much even with his own teammates. I'm talking about a legend, Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. Two guys who won a championship with the Boston Celtics together. And let's put it this way. Kevin Garnett was not too thrilled. Paul Pierce was not too thrilled when Ray Allen decided to leave the Boston Celtics after winning a ring and leaving and then joining the Miami Heat where he won an additional ring. They weren't happy about that. They held a grudge. We heard the rumors and the reports and the beef between Rajon Rondo and then Ray Allen. Those guys didn't seem to like each other. And Ray Allen, he ultimately moved on. And so we heard that they didn't care for him. That Ray Allen, despite winning a championship with them, damn it, Ray Allen was a Boston Celtic. He got there before Kevin Garnett in that offseason. But it's like, man, y'all can't just get along, can you? Well, it seems that the beef has thawed over the past few seasons, over the past few years. Kevin Garnett actually spoke with the LOL Network podcast, and he spoke with Kevin Hart, and he talked about why he was able to put his beef with Ray Allen behind him. Listen to this.
Recently, the NBA put together their top 75, and there's a moment after where a conversation is had. What tapped into the grown man, Kevin Garnett, to say, do we keep it as a thing or do we solve the thing?
What made the race situation so prolific with us is because the structure we built in Boston, the three of us built that. So if it was one team that we had an issue with, it was Miami. I wasn't looking at, like, better business decision for Ray. Mm-hmm. Ray has a chance to get another ring. I didn't take on none of that. I was in my own feelings. So I was super competitive. Anybody know me? It was like that. The passing of Kobe and all of us getting older helped me understand that life is not given to none of us.
Absolutely.
It would have f***ed with me if something would have happened to Ray and I didn't get a chance to amend this. I was competitive when we was competitive. And you know what? I'm glad you're here. It's good to see you. I got off what I was on. Mm-hmm. I got off the bullshit.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I mean, I think all of us realize that at certain points or at some point in time. That what you holding on being angry for? Life is too short for that nonsense. Who cares? Between Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett, these dudes are in their mid-40s. Ray Allen is 47 years old. Paul Pierce is 45 years old. Kevin Garnett is 46 years old. Y'all ain't playing no more competitive basketball. Nobody is stepping out onto the court to whoop no ass. There's no blocked shots. There's no threes. It's podcasts and birthday parties. And I don't know, maybe somebody will be a grandparent. And Paul Pierce is hanging out at strip clubs. Maybe Paul Pierce will, I don't know. This is what their life is right now. I don't know why I brought up the strip clubs, but that's... Hey, Shep, isn't that how Paul Pierce got fired from Disney?
Yes, essentially.
Yeah, he's hanging... Well,
and he went live.
he brought the strip club to his house, and there's like booty behind him, and he's taking shots, and he works for Mickey Mouse. I never seen Mickey Mouse take Shep, you've seen Mickey Mouse take a shot?
No. Although I will say, you know, JR, I know that Paul Pierce has gone in a different direction. He does Showtime now with Kevin Garnett and obviously Rachel Nichols. And so he's, you know what, good for him. He's bounced back. You know, he speaks the truth, not just with his game when he was on the court, but, you know, as an analyst. And I think he does a good job. I thought he said a lot of polarizing things and a little bit of, you know, head-scratching things, but he's made a second career for himself. I give him credit.
Maybe he was on the shots when he compared his career to, was it Dwayne Wade?
Yeah, you know what, though? People sleep on Paul Pierce. He didn't get the credit he deserves. Last time I checked, Paul Pierce is the reason they won in 2008. He's an individual that balled out in 2010. And had they had a healthy Kendrick Perkins, they would have won that championship. And if Garnett was healthy in 2009, they would have won that title.
But if you see me sitting around taking shots with strippers on Instagram, Shep, don't pay me no attention, okay? Just forget anything I've ever accomplished.
Well, he's got it. Well, again, JR, like, and this is just me. I don't, and not to get so deep in the weeds on the strip club thing, but if you're in your 40s.
In his house. In somebody's house.
Right. But it had the environment and the culture of a strip club, if you will. And if you're in your 40s, there's a million other things you should be doing with your life aside from being in that kind of an environment. And then to broadcast that as if it's going to give you some kind of stripes with certain people, it's unbelievably baffling to me that Paul Pierce would do that and jeopardize his career in the way he did that he did.
He's Ja Morant if he looked into a crystal ball.
Yeah, well.
With no gun. Just ass.
Well, you know, Paul Pierce, you know, you're well aware of this. Early on in his career. Yeah.
He got stabbed.
Yes, he did. And so you figure that would be a teachable moment for him. Apparently, he didn't get the memo.
Well, maybe he's downgraded.
Yeah.
Right? You go from being stabbed at a club outside, and now 20, 25 years later, you're just, you know, you're just in a house with drinking and, you know, with strippers. That's safer, right? That's safer.
Yeah, and I got to give credit to Paul Pierce on this, JR. And you said it, you know, Garnett and Rondo, they had the real venom towards Ray. It was Pierce that actually began to bridge this gap a few years ago. So he was always the peacemaker in this.
Oh, wow. I guess he brought strippers. I don't know. That'll solve anything.
Yeah, that's a different kind of peace.
Well, good for them that they have all hugged and made up. I don't know about Rondo. Where's Rajon Rondo? We don't hear about him no more. Where's he at? Nowhere.
Well, he was with the Lakers in the second stint with them. That didn't work out. He was traded to the Hawks, got no burn, and he hasn't seen the court since. Yeah, he fizzled out of the NBA. John Wall fizzled out. You mentioned Kemba Walker. He fizzled out. There's Isaiah Thomas. So many great point guards fizzle out so quickly.
Yeah, the last thing I heard about Rajon Rondo, didn't he? Unfortunately, he allegedly put hands or allowed one woman to put hands on another woman in a parking lot.
Oh,
I don't know.
And what about Sweet Lou? Like, these great point guards.
Oh, Lou Williams?
Yeah, from like 2 years ago that were relevant in the NBA. They're nowhere to be found anymore.
He's here in Atlanta. He's here.
Well, he's in Atlanta, but he ain't playing in Atlanta.
Oh, he's not, but he good.
Right.
Don't worry about him.
Okay.
Don't worry about
it. He's doing things at places, too, that he shouldn't be. We know this.
No, there's no. Magic City has great wings. The wings here are good. They're terrific. It's been a while. Shep, do you want me to send you some wings from Magic City?
Oh, man, my body doesn't need it, JR. I'm 36.
You don't eat chicken,
I'm 36 years old. I got to slow down, yes.
On chicken wings?
On chicken wings, on fatty acids, on saturated fat, yeah.
Hey, Marco Belletti, you want some chicken wings from Magic City?
Hell yeah, I'm a fat ass. Send the chicken wings right over here.
Yeah, I'll send it. Me and Marco are going to have the chicken. Shep, we'll give you the celery, okay?
I'll take it. I appreciate that. Phytochemicals, yeah. I'm all for. Thank you.
What did you call them, what?
Phytochemicals, greens.
What did you call phytochemicals?
Yeah, they're the healthiest kind of nutrient you can give your body, yes.
Phyto, F-E-I-T-A-L?
Well, phonetically, that's how it sounds. P-H-Y-T-O, yeah.
Marco, you heard of what do you call him? Marco, I don't. What do you call him? Vital what?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell you just said.
It's a real thing.
I believe that it's a real thing. I have no idea what that word is.
Got you.
vital. I've never – listen, I'm a healthy eating guy.
You
I'll
are.
Have me some chicken wings. I ain't never heard of phytochemicals. I don't want them. If I'm going to get them, I'm going to know them subconsciously. I ain't looking for them.
Broccoli, kale.
Green. It's called the color green.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's green, eat it.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, yeah. When you're Norman Lear at 101 years old someday, Jerry, you'll thank me.
Yeah, I ain't trying to. I don't know if I want to see that far. Have you been outside?
Yes.
No thanks. It's like, what's that game? It's like the Wheel of Fortune. Wherever the wheel stops, I'm good with it. It's a wild world out here. But I will try my best to have my my vital greens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. March Madness is mad as we move closer to the Elite Eight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, my goodness. We had an overtime game in New York City earlier this evening. We had Kansas State beat Michigan State to go on to the Elite Eight, but now we know who Kansas State will face. Florida Atlantic moves on to the Elite Eight. Florida Atlantic beats Tennessee. The final score, it's done. This is not a dream. This is not a mirage. 62-55. I will say it again. Florida Atlantic University, FAU, the Owls, beat Tennessee, the Vols, 62-55. Ain't nobody know who Florida Atlantic is. I mean, we've learned over the past few weeks. This is their first time. Everything that they do is a first. This is their first time in the Elite Eight. This is their second time in the damn tournament. It was about a week ago that they beat the Memphis Tigers. Remember Penny Hardaway? Penny Hardaway was so angry. Penny Hardaway threw his water bottle across the court. FAU, they beat Memphis. And then FAU, they beat the other small school. They beat Fairleigh Dickinson out of New Jersey. And now they just beat Kansas State, they beat Tennessee 62-55. They're going to take on Kansas State next. Damn. Tennessee had this game. And then Dusty May, the head coach of FAU, he ran him out the building. Hey, enjoy the ride, because you want to know why? Dusty May is likely to get a job elsewhere. I don't know. He's going to get some offers. He may stick around for another year. Dusty May is going to get a job somewhere else. And he's not foreign to coaching in other places. And I mean, damn. 62-55. Hey, Shep, FAU. Were they not ranked preseason? Nobody was thinking about them. Like, what was the deal with this squad?
Well, they were ranked, but it's how you define what is ranked. So
what is it?
Take a guess where they were ranked preseason coming into the 2022-23 college basketball season.
So there are 300. Aren't there 300 Division I schools? 350?
Sounds about right, yes.
Right. So if I divide 35 by two, I end up at about, 17. They had to have been, 130?
So that's actually not bad.
Okay.
They ranked 109th coming into this season.
That's not even in the 68 that gets into this stupid tournament.
No, and we know they're obviously one of eight. So at this point, and Dustin May seems like a good guy. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his program. They, you know what? If you're Memphis right now, you got to be kicking yourself, man.
Why?
Well, you had that game. You know, it was a questionable jump ball call. You know you're going to face FDU if you win that game. And then you play Tennessee, and, you know, Mr. Barnes can't win when it matters most in the NCAA tournament. Let's be honest about that for a second.
Well,
so.
he said he liked rugby, so he liked rugby, rough style basketball.
That worked. My God, it worked. You're right.
I don't know who to root for. Come on now. Kansas State has to beat him, right? Right.
I know you like, Mr. Little Kid. Not my words, John Calipari's words. Yeah. You know what? You would think yes, but with that being said, man, Jonnell, man, he does not look like a player at a mid-major school.
Yeah. Well, we gotta see. I can't believe that they won. Hey, let me run you through some of the numbers. FAU, the Owls, and these are all people that America is finding out about. Everybody's like, who, what? The Florida Owls? I mean, last week I had to go, where is Florida Atlantic University? This is a school in Boca. Like, you go south a little bit, you end up in Miami. You end up at the beach. How they end up with a good basketball team, I have no idea. I'd be hanging out at the beach. Nick Boyd. Nick Boyd had a lot of those big shots against Memphis, the Tigers, against Penny Hardaway. He finished tonight with 12 points. He was the best player. And the Vols, they flat ran out of gas. They really did. Even in the comeback, Elijah Martin had a good game for Florida Atlantic. He had 9 points, knocked down 2 of 4 threes. As a part of that comeback to help turn things around, I want you to listen to that three. This is Elijah Martin. Make the game 48-41.
Vescovi for the three. It's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Martin at FAU on the run. 3-on-2. Left wing Weatherspoon. Head fake. Goes around his man. Kicks it out to Martin. He'll try the three. It's good! Elijah Martin with a tray. He's got 9 and FAU leads by 7. 48-41 with 7:20 to go, and Rick Barnes needs a timeout.
Yeah, Rick Barnes couldn't find enough body slams or elbows to turn the game around. I told you about Nicholas Boyd. He hit 2 3-pointers, but more importantly, he went to the basket at will. He finished with 12, but a couple of his baskets, they were ridiculously important. After Elijah Martin, let's go ahead and listen to Nicholas Boyd. He helped go into the lane. And he gave the FAU a score 53-43 over those Vols.
8-point FAU lead, under 6 minutes to go. Here's Boyd out near center court, guarded by Meshack. Comes to his left all the way to the bucket, lays it up with the left hand and in. Nick Boyd now with 10, and FAU back up by 10.
Oh, yeah, he had 10? Well, damn it, let's make it 12. This were his final points of the night.
Out to the wing to James, fakes the three, moves right, takes the three, it comes up short, but right into the hands of Meshack, but he's stripped. It comes out to Vescovi, though, for three, no good. And the rebound, Davis taps it to himself, down court, Boyd drives from the left, lays it in! Nick Boyd off the feed from Jonnell Davis, and FAU leads by 7, 57-50 with 2:20 to go.
Hey, I told you that FAU finish this game up. Final score 62-55. Nick Boyd, those were his final points of the night at 12. He kept on rolling. He had no damn problem there. This is all courtesy of Westwood One, by the way. Let's listen to the final call. It was ecstatic.
5.8 to go. James will inbound from side court. Gets it into Vescovi, and Tennessee's just going to hold the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's it. The Florida Atlantic Owls, who had never won an NCAA tournament game before this season, have won 3 in the tournament now. They are heading to the Elite Eight for a date with Kansas State on Saturday. The remarkable year for Dusty May and Florida Atlantic continues. Their 34th win of the season. Brian Greenlee and Nick Boyd standing on the table to our left and celebrating with the FAU fans. The final score, Florida Atlantic 62, Tennessee 55. And there was little question tonight, who was the better team?
FAU ran their ass up on out of there at the end. I'm like, Tennessee got this. Tennessee got this. And then we started getting a halftime and got out of there. FAU ran them out of there. It's ridiculous. Ain't no shock here. 855-212-4CBS. Jacob is calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How you doing tonight, bud?
Good. Go ahead. We're up against the break.
Good, man. Good. Hey, FAU, man, it's not that I saw them coming, but who wouldn't want to play down there, man? That's down in Boca Raton. All them people got money down there. That's where Lane Kiffin went after Alabama, too. So, I mean, that's all sunshines, pool parties, and everything else. So they got to attract a certain caliber of athlete when you really think about it.
What, somebody hard-nosed, afraid to party?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, look at your Dennis Rodman types right there. I mean, they're all about it.
Oh, well, I think right now they're all about winning. I think if they were partying their asses off down in Boca, they wouldn't be winning.
Hey, you just wait. If they keep winning, man, they're going to really show y'all how to party.
Hey, well, I hope they win. I'll go down to Boca. Hey, thank you, Jacob. Yeah. Appreciate you, man. What part of Florida are you in?
I'm up in Mossy Head, man. I'm your resident goat farmer up there. I've called before.
You're the goat farmer?
Yes, sir.
Oh, damn. He's serving up all the goat meat to all my folks. Listen, I love a good curry goat. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. No goat, only wins. We're going to, matter of fact, we spoke to Dusty May, the coach of FAU. He told us why they're good. We'll hear that on the other side of the break on CBS Sports Radio.